Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning, August 14th. This is Chris Evans from the Crittenden Press, bringing you a snapshot of this week's local headlines. And for in-depth coverage and photos and complete community calendars, pick up the full edition of the Crittenden Press, which is now on newsstands, or you can get it online or have it sent right to your email box. That's the full edition of the Crittenden Press. We'll open this morning with obviously the water issue. It's raising its ugly head again as evaporation and other summertime issues create a problem out at the surface water lakes, which are prone to these types of issues, like magnesium issues in the summertime. But these issues are certainly exacerbated by the fact that Lake George is much smaller now than it was. So despite a wet spring and summer, you know, the water levels at Lake George, which is still crippled from that levee leak back in 2022, the levels remain low. So with dry conditions forecast over the next few weeks, and really the driest months of the year in Crittenden County are traditionally August, September, and October. So as we move into that period of the year, the city has declared a local state of emergency and are asking for a Kentucky declaration of emergency from the governor, but still waiting to hear if that, and hoping if they get that, the city's hoping to provide some bottled water for folks for drinking, just as they did back in 22 when the crisis first began. So clearly we're not out of the woods or out of the water yet. You know, we're still able to wash our clothes, albeit leaving them stained, but you can wash dishes, you can take a shower in it. They say it's safe for those type of, and actually safe to drink, but it is creating some problems. The smell and the color, it's unsavory at least. So Mayor Deanna Browning says she's working on it tirelessly. We have an article again in this week's paper. Also, a Berna student has been named to the Craft Academy for 2027. Livingston County High School student Alina Carolyn Edwards of Berna is among 120 juniors selected from across the state to join the Craft Academy for Excellence. That's in Moorhead. That's a science and mathematics program there for advanced students. And that will, again, be in the fall of 2027. So congratulations to Ms. Edwards. The Livingston County Grand Jury met earlier this week and indicted a number of individuals, including Laura Ashley Goff, Nathan Mathiason, Brandy Rupek, I guess that is, R-U-P-C-K-E, William Sanford, Nicholas Quentin Bowden, that's a St. Louis man, and Nicarla Bowden, also believed to be of St. Louis, Richard Watkins, Heather Marie Harris, and Doris Marie Thorne. Complete details of those indictments are in the Crittenden Press. That will be out next week. That will be next week's newspaper that will have those details. So we're going to take just a moment and hear from one of our sponsors.
This Livingston County News is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
Back to Crittenden County news. I don't know how many of you have seen this week's Crittenden Press. Grab it. There's a great story on page one. It's a slice of Crittenden County's Civil War era history, and it tells how some of that information data from back in the 1800s will soon be easier to access. Crittenden County Clerk Daryl Tabor has applied for and received a grant of almost $7,000 from the Kentucky Historical Society to preserve and digitize three rare record books. Those include the Freedmen's Marriage Records. That document details the lives of Black Americans during Reconstruction. Once restored, the public will be able to view these fragile page documents without risking further damage to them. Now, the original documents will be kept in storage, but to really get in there and dive deep into the history of Crittenden County and really read some fascinating information, get a snapshot of that this week in the Crittenden Press. It's a front page article. You won't be disappointed. Also in this week's newspaper, Marion Police have logged more patrol miles in 2025 than they did last year. Officers have put 10,000 more miles up in the first half of 2025. That's up 13% from where they were last year. You can read all about the police activity in Marion as we keep up with that monthly and provide it to you in the Crittenden Press. We're going to take another break and visit with one of our sponsors. Remind you that this program is supported by advertising.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Some quick notes you may be interested in reading more about in this week's newspaper. The Crittenden and Livingston County governments have joined forces to share a mosquito fogger to target troubled spots in the two counties. You can read more about that again in the newspaper. Governor Andy Beshear has launched a new website, StopScamsKentucky.gov, to help residents avoid fraud. They're really targeting some of these folks that are trying to take advantage of us. And I get them all the time in my email, text messages. You just almost can't respond or reply to anything that you don't that you're not familiar with. So check that out. StopScams.ky.gov. And the Fredonia Valley Riding Club will host nationally known horse trainer Paul Daly on Sunday, August 17th. They say that is just an incredible show of how he breaks down a just basically what is a wild horse, unbroken, and then right there in front of your eyes, he breaks that horse. In local sports, Lady Rockets volleyball team enters the 2025 season with high expectations after a 21-6 campaign a year ago, and a district and regional title in the All-A, and one win away from winning the overall KHSAA regional championship last year. Bailey McDonald, the coach, returns to that position after a couple of years off, and she's back to lead a senior-heavy roster that's seen success for seven straight years in district play. And the soccer team is also revamped and retooled and with some maybe not a whole lot of seniors, but they do have a great deal of experience, and they do have some senior experience, but they're off to a great start. They beat Christian County 7-1 on the road earlier this week, and I talked to Coach Jessica DeBurgo for an article that's in this week's paper, just kind of a preview outlook for the season. And she's really excited about this team. Some great players. Ella Gary is back. So is Adrie Berry and some others. They're the top two returning scorers. Kylie Bloodworth, another top offensive player back. So read that preview in this week's Crittenden Press. And one thing I'll leave you with this morning, really a lot of people are interested in, a lot of eyes on this foreclosure auction that's going to occur on Friday afternoon, scheduled for 3 p.m. They'll have a viewing of the property. I think the property will open up at 2 p.m. for anyone interested. Again, this is the Marion True Value store that went out of business several months back and is now being being sold at public auction after a bank that held a mortgage on it forced the sale, and the operators of that business have filed bankruptcy, so they're out of the deal. If you're interested in owning some prime real estate in Marion and Crittenden County, right there on the main drag, Sturgis Road, get out and place your bids. I think there will be a number of folks there interested in acquiring that property. And one last thing I do want to mention before we get off here today. Youth deer hunting in Kentucky is changing. Now, that season in the past has just been 2 days. It's been for 1 weekend, a Saturday and a Sunday. Now, it's going to be 9 days. We'll incorporate 2 weekends, so it'll open on a Saturday and end 9 days later on a Sunday. Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources says that it just wants to give these young hunters more opportunity. They know they have busy schedules with ball games and just all sorts of things going on, obviously, in the lives of these busy children, and just wanted to extend that. And also, the doe population is not being being taken in the harvest as much as the biologists who watch that kind of stuff want. They're hoping that maybe this will also lead to more antlerless deer taken. We'll have some follow-up on that issue in particular about the antlerless deer harvest coming up in an issue of the Crittenden Press. So, again, this has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press. Remember that this program is supported by advertising. If you're interested in advertising on this program, give us a shout, and we will certainly make some time available for you. Have a good day.